Hi, I'm Randy McLean. I'm the president of Waypoint Analytics, and the topic of this video is about how money is actually made in wholesale distribution businesses and other businesses, by the way. The reason I wanted to make this video is because most people have been taught something that just isn't accurate, and they're acting on information that isn't right, and that's why many companies are getting mediocre instead of stellar results. The companies that have understood this dynamic are companies that have been able to move the profit needle in a big way to the positive and outperform their competition, not just by 5 or 10%, but they have double or triple or quadruple the bottom line of other competitors that don't understand how to work on profit. Now, the reason that this is an issue is that most of us have been taught that as long as a certain sales meet a certain threshold, each one of them will contribute in some small way to the bottom line. And what we have in the bottom line at the end of the year is the result of all these small increments of all of the sales that we've made. Frankly, it's just not true. After spending the better part of a decade looking at the numbers in distribution, looking through more than $65 billion worth of distribution business, we can say that the money is made in a completely different way. And that the way that money is made in these businesses, or in all businesses, is that there are a number of accounts or a number of activities that generate an enormous outsized amount of profit. The bulk of the rest of the business generates a small loss, and so we have many, many, many of our sales that actually, instead of contributing a profit to the bottom line, add a loss to the bottom line. Now, in the logic that we used to come to the former, the old conclusion, we thought that as long as we had enough gross profit or enough gross margin in the sale, then we'd be contributing a profit, but that's just not true. Most sales have a cost structure that is much higher than the gross margin provides for, and that's how we wind up getting to a loss. So what's happening in every business is that we do an enormous amount of business on the good side, and then we waste most of it on the bad side. And we've done some recent analysis that have turned out some numbers that are really shocking. And that is that the median company in wholesale distribution has 62.5% of all of its invoices losing money. Now, if you'd asked me a few years ago what my opinion was on that, I would have thought maybe 10%, maybe 8%, maybe 15%. But the honest truth is it's over 62.5%. And that means that there's an enormous amount of activity going on that are contributing losses to the bottom line of the company. And that builds us a situation where we're out grasping for every account we can get, trying to bring in all of the customers, all of the business. And what that does is guarantees us, at best, an average performance, because we're going to, on balance, get an equal quantity of good business and bad business and what we bring in, and all we're going to have is average. The secret of the hyper performers is that they've figured this out, and they are giving up some of the bad business so they can focus more on the good business, and that is changing the ratio of good to bad, and that is what generates such an enormous bottom line and such enormous profit gains for them. So the first thing that every company should recognize is that most of the business, most of the transactional activity, most of the invoices are not making money. And it's important to find out which are good and which are bad and why, and then start trying to shift business that can't be turned into good business off to the competition while we try and win the really super profitable business from the competition. And this feeds into the next element of strategy that we're talking to with our clients, and that is there has always been a trading process going on with our competition. And somebody a month ago had said to me, and I got a kind of a giggle out of this, this guy that had been around for a long time says, you know, I've been in this territory so long that I've actually won and lost and won back every major account in it at least twice. And that was interesting, and quite honestly, it's just reflective of the fact that we've always been in the business of trading customers with our competitors. And what the best company is going to do going forward is start to trade wisely. They're going to start trading off bad business to get good business. And the reason it's important to not just get more good business is because the bad business consumes our infrastructure and resources, and we really need to shed it. Otherwise, what we will be doing is we'll be consuming the profits we're making on the best of our good business to subsidize the bad business. And that is something that is not good. It causes dysfunction in the company, and it's a topic for another video. So to wrap up, understanding that there's good business and bad business, that you make money on the best part of your business and you lose most of it on the worst part of your bad business, is the first step to understanding that there's a way to generate more money within the customer envelope and the service envelope and the revenue envelope that you already have. And that if you can replace the thought process that says every piece of business is going to somehow make a contribution with the idea that only some of them, in fact, a very small number of them do, and the rest are going to add a loss to the bottom line, it gives you the first insight that allows you to lead or manage a super profitable enterprise. So that's it for now, and I'll talk to you more on the other topics in another video.